guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
That includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful and consult your doctors. Have you heard of ProCare, or just have you been living under a rock?
ProCare is the very first bariatric multivitamin to develop a one-a-day vitamin. That's right, you heard it correctly.
One a day.
And they also have delicious dark chocolate calciums that are available during the winter months.
That's right. So go to ProCareNow.com, get your calcium chews, get your multivitamin, and use OSLP for a discount.
Who else feels like portion control is the number one hurdle in a weight loss journey?
I know I do, but that is why we go to Portion Perfection to get all of our needs met, because they have cups, they have bowls, and they even have recipes for us. It's so nice.
They also have the kit and carry, which is perfect for on-the-go portion control. So click the link below and get yours today.
Are you located in the Florida area?
Well, we have the perfect office for you. Dr. Fridley and his wife, Macy, have created the perfect welcoming and safe place for your bariatric journey.
That's right. So click on the link below to start your weight loss journey now. And don't forget to tell them that the OSLP's girls sent you.
There we go. Yes. Yep. We're good. Got the lines.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. I'm showing up.
Yeah. You're just a little
hello,
smaller.
Hello, hello. Oh. I don't like being small.
Meh. Meh. Okay. Should we stand up?
Yeah, sure. I just got comfortable, but why not?
Well, how are we going to wrangle them?
All right, everybody.
Hello. Brenda and dude talking to Brenda. I think that's Anthony.
Thank you. All right, we're going to start, so if you want to get a seat.
Come take your seats. Today's topic is about being seen or not seen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I usually talk about that, but that's fine. You go right ahead and take that liberty.
Oh. Yep. Sorry, ma'am.
Yep.
You can reiterate.
Yep. All right. You need to count us down?
No, I was going to address them first. Like, thank you for coming.
And, oh.
You know, the pleasantries. No. You're hilarious right now.
No. I'm not. All right, we just want to say thank you to everybody for coming. It means the world to us that not only do you support JBY and our mission with JBY, but also OSLP and getting the word out there, breaking that stigma, and making it known to the entire world that this is a tool.
Yes.
Instead of what everybody thinks the easy way out.
Oh, the button, the easy way out button.
Bam.
That's what they think it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I would have hit it.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming. This is so much fun. I love meeting you guys. This is what we love to do, is yes. meeting you guys in person and actually hearing your stories. So stay around afterwards so that way we can talk
morning,
and have fun.
Yes.
And yeah.
Okay.
Should we start it on off?
Are you going to clap?
Yeah. Sweet.
All right.
I always check.
And now, count us down.
Welcome back, OSLP family! Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast live from the Eaton House. This is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And today, we are so excited because we are in lovely Washington, D.C.
Can you say it?
No. And we are going to be talking about a really cool subject that we actually were talking about in the car yesterday.
Yesterday with Sarah. We were driving.
Yes.
And
if you know us, we love to come up with our topics on the fly.
Yes. And normally last minute.
Normally last minute. You know, that's just us.
But no, we were talking about in the car, like, just like not being seen and how you're seen now.
Yes.
And I realized, because like I've been a big kid since day one, so I haven't been seen for a long time. Like, I didn't get surgery till I was 27. and I got up to 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of times where I felt hidden and just like excluded from people. I definitely didn't date in high school because of one of those reasons. Yep. Like no one wants to date the fat girl in high school, you know, because it's not popular. It's not cool.
Yes.
So I always was like the guy, like the dude girlfriend or whatever.
Actually, your dude best friend.
Oh,
right
my
over
dude
there.
Best friend's right there. Yep. Zach is here.
That is Zach.
I've literally known him for like 25 fucking years. Yes. And you're dating him.
I'm dating him. So if anybody's wondering, that's my boyfriend.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And we were talking about it because even today, like going into the store right before this event.
Yes.
I walked in my pink shimmery dress and my heels.
In Costco.
To the water, and I get up to the water, and the guy goes, ma'am, do you need some help? And I was like, I'm just gonna get some water. And he's like, how many do you need?
Yeah.
And he put it in the cart for me, and I guarantee you, if I had been the weight and the because it's not only the weight, it's like how I perceive myself.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would have said anything or done anything
or offered the help come over and talk to you.
Yeah. And he was like, you have a great day. And I was like, you have a great day too. But it's kind of like I think back to even a year ago to the JBY last year. Mm-hmm. And how like you've pinpointed it, like I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I had gained some more weight back. Mm-hmm. And I didn't quite know how to be in myself. And so I kind of wanted to be invisible. I know I was on a stage in front of 200 people, but I wanted to be invisible. So if I hid myself, I hid like behind a lot of color or something like that, then it was like people didn't see me.
Right.
Type of thing.
Absolutely.
And I know that like we talked about like it's not even strangers.
No, it's family. It's friends.
Family too. Yeah. Like being hidden and not really seen for who you truly are.
Well, they don't really see you. Cause like, it's funny. Cause like my older brother knows exactly who I am.
Yes.
I'm a corporate hippie.
Yeah.
Like I want to smoke my weed, but I also know business has to get done. So I get it. But like, he gets me. My mom that birthed me has no idea.
She does.
And you know that. Like,
I love
you.
Mom. I love mom so much.
We love you, mom, but
she does not know who you truly are.
No.
Even to this day.
No, because it's always been about something else, you know? And like, it was never really about me. That's why like now, like all I want to do is like talk about our experience to help others, because I was told my whole life, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Your feelings aren't valid. So.
And your feelings are valid whether you're 300 pounds or 150 pounds.
Exactly.
It doesn't – your feelings are valid just like your personality is valid no matter what weight you're at.
Right.
Unfortunately, when you are in a higher weight category, you don't think of it like that.
You don't. You don't. And like here's a like a little squirrel moment, but it relates.
It
does actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
because
kind of impressed.
Oh look, we have some Benchies that just walked in. Oh, thank you for coming. We love you. So I worked for the Department of Revenue.
Yes.
And parking passes are very expensive in Oregon. It's like $70 to park close. So I paid the $20, but it was 5 blocks away. And I was like, it's fine, I'll just get my exercise. Which there goes water on my lap.
It's fine.
May I get a towel, please? Because that just happened. So it's 5 blocks from the Department of Revenue from the park aid.
Give me your water.
So when I was bigger, no one when I was walking would say anything to me. They wouldn't look me in my eye. Nothing, right? And then I got surgery while I was working there.
Yeah.
And I was walking, doing all the things. And then, you know, 6 months into surgery, I'm down a good 50, 60 pounds. And all of a sudden, we have dudes just like, how are you doing today? But I'd have no, like, they're making eye contact. They're saying hi. They're opening doors. What? Like, who opens doors? I had no idea. Like, and that was literally, because I'm 8 years out, that was 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I went almost to 28, 29 with no one, like, being courteous just because I was a bigger person.
Yep.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And I think also not... like as much as not being seen is a thing, people don't look you in the eye, they don't offer to help you. It's just they want you to be invisible because they don't want to see you. is kind of how I see it.
Oh, I agree.
And, but it's also like you want to be invisible.
Because then you don't want to be seen because you feel like insecure, uncomfortable yep. all the fucking time.
Yep.
And you're just like, don't even talk to me because I'm yep. like, I'm going to like freak out here in a second.
Oh, yeah. 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 You don't know quite what to do. And I think that's why those first moments after surgery when you finally get seen, mm-hmm. like you're seen by somebody like a stranger yeah. or your family or something and you're seen for who you truly are. I think that's why it sticks in your brain.
Yeah.
Because it's sometimes it's the first time in your entire life that you've actually been seen and maybe even wanted to be
seen. To be seen, yeah. That's yeah. a big deal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think my way of not being seen was by being the one that took care of everything. Mm-hmm. I took care of everybody. I made sure everybody had food, had water. I'm a great hostess.
You're a great fucking hostess.
Because if I took care of all that, I didn't have to actually interact.
Right. You're behind the scenes, moving around.
Yeah. And part of that was my ex-husband's horrible family. But it was like, okay, as long as I'm busy, I don't have to talk to you. So I think part of that was that. But I also think from like, even though I didn't grow up bigger, I always felt like I was out.
Of, yes.
Like I felt like I was on the outside looking in.
Okay.
And I remember it was probably the second or third therapy session that I did with my therapist. And I actually said, I'm tired of window shopping in my own family.
Oh.
And he wow. goes, that's a really powerful statement that you made.
Yeah.
And I was like, I realize that this my entire life, it was them and I was on the outside.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be included, but I couldn't be included in the way that I wanted to be.
Right. They didn't accept you for you.
Yeah. My so. Quirky, crazy.
Yeah.
Me.
You're fun.
And part of my family does. My mom and my older sister definitely do accept me the way I am. Mm-hmm. My two
others.
Bitch sisters. Like.
I tried.
Nope. They're bitches. We do not talk. And there's a very valid reason on why we do not talk. And I think that's another part of it, though, is before surgery, I would have never cut off communication.
No.
Because I wanted to please everybody. And even if you were an asshole to me, I still wanted to make sure you were taken care of.
Well, I'll go one further and be like, I just wanted to be liked by everybody.
Oh, yeah. I,
you know?
Yeah.
1,000%.
This girl was like in every single group, had friends in every group in high school.
I did.
She had all sorts of people, like anything you needed, she knew somebody.
I did. You got to have a person.
Well, you do have to have a person, but I think yeah. it was like you overextending yourself.
Oh, 1,000%.
They weren't people that you actually liked and actually wanted to spend a lot of time with.
No, but they wanted like help or they wanted to hang out. So I was like, sure, let's go. Let's do this shit. And then it like spread myself thin like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to over...
It's like I'm overcompensating for being big.
Yeah.
That's you don't the deal. Because I'm so afraid that they're going to stop being friends with me because maybe there's too many big quotas in their friend group. I don't know.
Is there a big quota?
I think there might be. We need to talk to some skinny people. I don't know.
I mean, there could be. You're only allotted two big friends. That's
at
it.
All times.
At all times.
To go to a throwback that only two other people in this room will know is like, as long as you have the Twin Towers in your friend group,
fine. That was us being assholes. 100% us being assholes.
That's true story.
That was teenager.
That's true story. But I think that's also why we needed to like bring it back to the JBY. So like the whole being seen now, because now we're confident. I'm not yeah. insecure anymore.
Well, we're learning to be confident.
Yeah.
I don't think you have surgery and you come out of anesthesia and you're like, I am confident.
Oh, not at all. You're like, actually like more insecure than you've probably
right?
ever been.
Because you over like analyze every step
everything.
Of your journey.
You're thinking you're doing everything wrong.
Correct.
When you're doing Correct. Everything right most of the time.
Yes, you yeah. are doing great. But I also think that like you learn little things. You go to an event like this one and mm-hmm. you feel more comfortable in the outfit that you've picked or
yeah.
that
it's a big deal.
You know, I'm going to pick on Meg for a second. Like the fact that she's like, I need a hoodie. And so I'm like, here you go. And it's not a, wait, do you have a 3X? deodorant 4X. It was like, okay, I'll take this one and I'll throw it on. And it fits and it's big and it's comfy. Like, you don't have to worry about that.
No, that's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling. But you slowly learn through your life experiences after surgery that you can be confident in who you are.
Yeah. And you don't have to be the one cleaning up and putting food out or doing those things. You can actually enjoy yourself.
You can enjoy yourself and you can take a second and really enjoy or maybe even look back at like where you came from.
Yeah. 1,000%.
And that it's okay to be in a room full of people or up on a stage presenting an award and you're being seen for who you are because there's a reason why you're up there. There's a reason why you're in this room. There's a reason for it. And it's because you at the core of you is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's some shitty people out there, right? But at the core, like, everybody has that choice. I can either be a shitty person or I can be a really good person.
Well, yeah, and that's why we want to celebrate everybody that's in the community because, like, that's why the Rising Star video is, like, your baby.
Oh, it is my nobody's allowed to touch it.
I know. It's her pride and joy.
Nobody's allowed to touch it.
If you guys don't know what the Rising Stars is that last year we did a Rising Star video and we paired it to a music that Kelly picked, handpicked herself. Yeah. And we wanted to make sure it does. And it we got everybody that could send us photos of their side-by-sides because we wanted to show, like, you guys matter, too. It's not just the nominees. It's not just the top five.
It's the fact that to be in the top five.
Of course. Right? We have some top fives in here. I'm just saying. Whoop, whoop.
But it's more about the fact that you took that step.
Yes.
You gambled on yourself. And you're learning every single day to be confident and you're learning who you truly are. Not – you're taking weight out of the equation.
When weight's out of the equation, you can think a lot more.
You
right? You can attest to this.
I'm on GLP-1 medication right now. And the first thing that I told Mel after I started it was I have so much more brain space. Like, so much more brain space. I'm not thinking about food, 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 food. Oh, can I eat this and then eat this again later? Can I?
Always.
How much can I stuff in my robe pocket so nobody knows that I'm eating it?
Oh, yes. I would slide it underneath, like, my
long sleeve.
Yeah. So I would tuck it and then hold it and then walk.
Oh, yeah. I felt, like, panicked. Chloe would come out of the
room. Oh, every time.
Because, you know, they're teenagers. They stay up until, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's stupid, but they do it. And I'd be, like, in the kitchen. I'm, like, rummaging around. And then the next thing I know, she's out there. And I'm, like, I thought I was caught. And then I'm, like, oh, she's 14. She doesn't give a shit what I'm eating.
Or she has no idea what you're doing.
No. Nope.
She's not paying attention.
No, not at all.
But anytime I would do that to go sneak a cookie or whatever.
Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
I know I didn't have enough support during my weight loss journey.
She didn't. And when we found the tribe, we were over the moon because not only do they offer you at least one support group a day, but they give you the tools and the knowledge to really succeed on your journey.
That's right. So go over to thesleevedietitian.com and find the subscribe button for the tribe and use OSLP to get your discount.
What is Sequence? Well, Sequence is an at-home weight loss program. All you have to do is take the quiz, meet your clinician, get your prescription, and you're already on the way to a healthier you. I know when I felt hopeless with my regain, I joined right away.
And I saw great results with Kel, so guess what? I joined. So go over to joinsequence.com right now, use OSLP, and you're going to get a discount.
I was like, if I heard Dylan walk up, I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you over here?
You get defensive.
I do. Yes. I'm like, no, stop looking at me.
What are you doing here? Because I'm meant to be here. Yeah. I'm eating this cookie.
I'm meant to be here alone.
Yeah. Like, getting rid of that food noise gives you so much space.
Yeah, more
to
freedom.
Be vibrant and be personable.
Would you say it makes you more present?
Oh, hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't think about what's the food. When's the food? I mean, there's still an aspect to it, obviously, for bariatrics because you have to think of
– You have to plan.
You have to plan. Like, you have to plan
crazy.
Ahead.
Crazy, yeah.
Like, you know, Jenna in the group chat was like, what kind of food is there?
Yeah.
And I have to eat every couple of hours. And it's like, okay, all right. But she planned it all.
She did.
She planned it all.
We made sure she had food and she had snacks.
Food and snacks.
She had food and snacks. I made her breakfast this morning.
I know you did. I did not eat it.
No, you didn't. It's okay. I know you like my breakfast, though.
Oh, I do. I love your scramble. It's so good. Yeah. But the point of it, it's so good.
I can cook, y'alls. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Challenge 2023 over there, me and him.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hamburgers and steaks, baby.
Backstory, really quick, because Mel called him out. So Zach is one of the best cooks I've ever experienced.
Also a bariatric patient, by the way.
He is a bariatric patient.
RNY.
Yep.
2 years ago.
He lost 220?
220.
Yep.
215. Yeah, 215, guys.
215. Yeah. So Zach is an amazing cook.
Yeah.
And makes a freaking bomb steak and smash burger.
I make a bomb steak.
And so this one over here is like, I'm going to challenge Zach to a steak off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening?
And then she's like, I'm going to do it all. But can you start my briquettes for me?
I know. I don't know how to start the briquettes.
And we're like, oh, no. Oh, no, no.
And I have to learn.
You can be taught. I got taught.
I know. He's going to teach me. I can do the propane. I don't like propane, though. I prefer charcoal over propane for when you're barbecuing. And I have no idea how to start it. Like, I'm sure, like, I was told it's a pyramid, so I think, some lighter fluid, and then you light it on fire. And then you let it kind of chill and gets all coal-like.
Very.
I see nods from the gentleman in the room. I'm liking this. I feel a little more confident in what I thought to do.
So, the way I learned was
how did you learn?
So you put the briquettes in.
Yep.
And then you spray them with the lighter
fluid.
See,
I was right.
And you let it soak.
Oh, yes. That is a key factor.
Okay.
You do need to let it soak.
I'm getting a nod. You soak for like 15 minutes. And I'm not even kidding you. I'm in my Stitch onesie. And yep. I am like, is it time to light it yet? And he's like, no, you have to give it some time. And I'm like, okay. And then I sit for like another minute or two. And then I'm like, is it time yet? Can I check it?
I know. So asking Zach in the crowd, how long do you soak your briquettes? 5 minutes. That's fair.
I know.
I'm with her every day too. I get you.
Yeah, and then you have to wait for it to burn down to white.
Yeah.
And that takes a whole other level of patience.
That's why you have to start the briquettes right away when you get home.
That's what he does.
See, this is why I think I could challenge him. I know we're totally squirreling, but, like, I think I could totally challenge one. We're only one day apart in birthdays. So we have the same brain, very logical. And I think I could beat him in a medium steak.
I don't know.
Because I don't know about you guys, but I know I eat just meat sometimes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So
I love you, I don't think so.
I know. We're going to see.
I think that his steak is going to be superior.
We're going to do a blind test.
Oh, I know.
This is a blind.
It is a blind
taste. This is a blind.
Please don't hate me if I choose wrong. I'm just saying.
All right.
But, okay.
Back to the show.
Okay.
So what I want to say, too, about being seen is that what I love now is, like, what I'm wearing today, one, never thought I would fucking wear.
No. She actually told me, and I was like,
I know.
Are you sure?
Okay. So this was inspired by Shay, Growing with Shay from the Waiting Table. Whoop. She's in the back. So we did, like, this really cool, like, Find Your Style with Meg, VIP Travel Girl with the Bay Area Ventures, and we got to try on a bunch of different stuff.
Yes.
And fucking Shay was like, Melanie, because I came out in something that was like a jacket like this.
It was like a dress like this.
And she's like, you have to wear this and this and this with that. I'm like, oh, that might look good. And so I started putting shit together, and this is what we found. But yeah. I would never show my boobs. I would never show my midriff. I would never show this much leg. Like, and now I feel confident and secure about myself that it's okay to do those things.
And if somebody sees you in it, you're okay with that.
Yeah, because the first time after surgery, I went to Phoenix for 2 weeks for training.
Yep.
And I got very uncomfortable when we were down in what's the fancy place, Megan, that you're from? Scottsdale. So
I'm just going to name her Fancy Pants from now on.
Scottsdale.
Like, I feel like that's
so
fits.
I went to, like, there's like a block there that has like a bunch of bars that you can walk around to and kind of go in and out of. I'm sure she knows that street. And I got so awkward because I was getting eyes from everywhere. And I was like, this is fucking weird. And then I realized, because I was alone, I'm like, oh, I can just Uber out of here if I don't want to be here anymore. Yep. So I did one more bar, and then I just Ubered out. I was like, nope, not my jam, because it felt so uncomfortable being looked at. And I was only like a year and a half
yeah,
out.
You're still a baby.
From surgery. So I was very scared. I was like, don't look at me. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like,
yeah.
And now I'm like, let's go. Like,
so I have a question for you.
A whole different thing.
Is it that more people are looking at you, or is it that you're looking at them?
So I always looked at them, because Dad always said you keep your head up and you always look up. You look at people.
That is true.
So it's not that one, but okay. It's definitely of like noticing the eyes on me now. Because when me and you and Jamie went to Disney,
yes,
all I was doing was watching everybody watching you two. And that was the thing. I thought that's all I did. And I was like, your security, because you two could get hurt. Like, you guys
yes,
are just
we
like,
went down a dark alley, but it was to meet Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, see, if you just.
Right? It's legitimate. Legitimate. You go, it was Mickey and Goofy, I think.
It was Goofy and, yeah. Mickey and Goofy. And they both looked at me and they're like, will you take our photo down this alley? And I go, no, actually, I can't.
Yeah, so like, I took what? A selfie with Mickey. I wasn't going to let some asshole kids get in front of me. Like, I've been waiting my entire life to meet Mickey and take a selfie with him.
It's a true story.
Kids are not going to get in the way of that.
I know you guys did great. It did creep me out a little bit, because I don't know what's going on underneath the mask. That's what messes me up. It's like, what is going on under there? Is he really smiling? Is are they frowning? What are they doing? Like, I don't like it. It just freaks me out. But also being seen is that I wore a Snow White outfit the next day. That would have never fucking happened. You got me to dress up for Disney.
I did.
Like, that's how much it's like different now. Like, right, I'm smiling more. I'm doing things that, like, I would never have done before. When they ask me to do stuff, I'm just like, sure, let's try it out. It's always let's try, because we're only here once, right? And, like, I've had a lot of people die in my life. I've watched a lot die in my life, unfortunately. And I'm like, no, let's say yes to things. And I think that's what brings.
Say yes.
What if we say yes? That's what I think bariatrics is. It's like, once you say yes to bariatrics, you just keep fucking saying yes. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
And like, and what we've seen, and what people I think can vouch in the room, is that once you start saying yes to things, your life gets better.
Your life gets better.
It's wild.
Bigger, brighter, because you're no longer afraid to be
you.
You.
Yeah. I like it. You want it in there?
I feel like
that. I know. That felt good.
That was like good.
Yeah. And look, my computer didn't turn off yet. I forgot the battery, guys. The charger.
All right. Okay. So I just want to say one more thing that like it's beautiful having everybody here, and it like literally, I know I say it means the world, but
because it does.
It really does mean so much that all of you came out to DC just to be here for this weekend and like just support our mission, and like
they
I can't imagine
celebrate.
Doing anything else.
I know this is like the best weekend that's coming up, because we get to actually celebrate everyone.
Yeah,
anybody and that's
some
here.
Some of our best friends we would have never met had it not been for this community.
No. Like, internet friends is actually where it's at, because you kind of, you know what's cool
it's
about
not
it?
Anymore.
You get to pick your friends on the internet. You can delete them if you fucking hate them. You can block them. You can unfollow them.
It
guess
makes
what?
It really
in
easy
real
to
world,
break
it sucks
people.
When you meet them, see them at fucking Safeway, and you were just a dick to them online. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that. So, like, when you make internet friends, they're actual friends.
Yeah. Well, and you're sharing, like, a really intimate part of yourself.
Yes. You guys actually know probably more about me than my actual family. Like, for reals. I mean, we have 227, 28 episodes.
Uh-huh.
They know more about us than our own family knows about
us. Yeah, pretty much.
It's crazy.
Well, if we're talking about family we don't talk to anymore, then 100%.
Oh, I talk to all mine. They're just, you know, I smile.
There's a very good reason why Mel asks questions she doesn't share.
Yeah, I only – okay. Those that know don't know me, I will only ask you a question if I really want to know the answer to that question. I will not mess with you at all. It's a direct question, direct answer. So if it's going to – I literally asked my ex-husband once, but he was literally making tacos, and I was like, did you ever fuck that girl? And he's like, whoa, where did that come from? And I was like,
I was wondering.
I go, I don't know, but just know that I'm prepared for you to say yes, and then you can leave. And he's like, oh, no, I did not. Like, but that's well, how forward I am.
Say yes after
I
that.
I know, like, for reals. Fair. I mean, fair.
Not that I'm saying you did.
No, I know Eric wouldn't do
I'm
that.
Just saying,
but
like,
still. That's how, like, direct I am. I'm like, I'm prepared for you to give me the worst possible answer, mm-hmm. and I'm ready to roll with it. So, yeah. Like, if I ask you a question, it's for reals.
And if people don't ask you a question, you won't tell.
I don't know. People are scary.
Are they?
They are. I've been taught that people are scary.
Well.
And that you can't trust them sometimes because they'll take your words and twist them.
That is valid. Your feelings are valid.
They change them.
Your feelings are valid. Not everybody's like that.
Oh, I know. I'm learning. This yeah. community actually taught me that people are genuine.
Yeah.
People can be actually just honest and upfront and cool, and they don't want anything from you. They're not trying to do like a tit for tat thing, because that's how my family is. So it's like, I'm not used to someone being like, hey, I'll sponsor you. You're like, what? No way. Like, really? I'll do all the things. What do you need?
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's amazing to hear people be like, hey, we want to help. Hey, we want to like be behind the scenes and figure shit out. Like, we have a lot of hands in this JBY. And we wouldn't have done it without the extra people. And to think that people are doing.
What does Sarah call it? Labor of love?
Labor of love is what she calls it.
Labor of love.
And it's wild.
Just there to help.
Just there to help. I never met a person like Sarah before.
I mean, Sarah's one of a kind.
This is insane.
One of a kind. Especially when she drives.
Almost everybody in this room, I've never met people like you. People in Salem, Oregon, or in my family area.
Right. Salem,
motherfucking Oregon.
Yes.
They're not nice like you guys, just FYI.
No.
They're not. They're very judgmental. I had a lot of haters in the beginning. That's why I have like a chip on my shoulder. That's why I have an oomph to me.
Well, there is a very good reason why our biggest listenership? However you say it, is Florida, Texas, and then Oregon.
I know. It's the third on the list.
Because people in Oregon, our friends and family, don't necessarily believe in us.
It's wild.
The question that we got asked the most after we started this podcast, well, what happens when you run out of topics?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, we just recorded our first episode, so not there yet.
Yeah. Thanks
for putting that in my brain.
How about we'll get to that when
yeah.
it happens.
Yeah, that's like one of those things like waiting for your dresses for 2 weeks, and Sarah says, what happens if it doesn't fit? Thanks for putting that in my brain. That was a whole mess of stress I didn't need to know about, but cool, it's there now. She was joking.
Not the same.
But it's a, funny, like, but there is the a reason why all of you people are here.
Yes.
And are, you know, it sucks, but our friend, our growing up friends other than each other mm-hmm. and our family are not.
Correct.
Because all of you support us and you understand where we've been and where we want to go and that even if somebody needs us for an hour of their time, that's what we're there for.
Yeah. It means something.
It does mean something. Does. So.
Okay.
Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it.
We love you.
All right.
All right.
All right. We love you guys. And we will see you
next time.
Bye.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcasts. And don't forget to go over to patreon.com/OSLP for all your support needs.
That's right. And we even have our own website. So go over to OursLiveLifePodcast.com, sign up for our newsletter, get that free ebook, and then don't forget to get your merch. And also, we're on YouTube, guys. So type in our name, hit that bell, and hit subscribe, and you're going to see our lovely faces every single Tuesday. So thank you for listening to Our Sleep Life Podcast, where we are breaking that stigma one episode at a time.